Elon Musk is a free speech warrior, right? That is what we are being programmed to believe. But wait, wait, wait. Not so fast. Never give up. I am a fighter. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So we are told by conservative media, Fox News, alternative media broadcasts, Steve Bannon, all of these conservative podcasts, that the 9 months that we've just gone through have just been a golden rebirth of free speech in America. Thanks largely to one thing, of course, Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter. So let's think about it. When Musk bought Twitter and took it private last October, he promised to be far friendlier to free speech. And so far, on the surface, superficially, millions of people will tell you that that's been the case. Even myself, my own Twitter account got unbanned. And I have, until recently, been allowed to basically say whatever I want. You can call out trannies on Twitter. You can call out the COVID fraudsters and killers, and doctors that are murdering for money in the hospitals. You can finally publicly dissent from the empire of lies. And we were grateful for that. But of course, it did not last. Make no mistake, Musk is plotting a pivot back to the world of censorship. In June, he named former NBC executive and Klaus Schwab minion World Economic Forum slave Linda Yaccarino as Twitter's new CEO. Yaccarino has publicly suggested out loud that Twitter needs to be more advertiser-friendly, aka that they need to bring back censorship. And now that censorship pivot is here. Nobody should be surprised by any of this. Dr. Mark Huffman is a guest that we had on the show a couple of months back to discuss Uganda's great law against homosexuality. Well, the other day, Mark was banned from Twitter. So what was the horrible atrocity that got him banned? Well, it was him recounting a friend's horrifying tranny safari at a Texas Olive Garden. Since you can't read the thread on Twitter now, we'll read it for you. Quote, "Hey, Olive Garden, family friend visited your College Station, Texas location with his 8-year-old daughter. Their waitress was a man in a dress with a deep voice who scared the little girl. Dad discreetly asked for a different waiter and was escorted with his child from the restaurant. Please research and address the situation, keeping in mind that it isn't intolerant when a child recognizes that a man in a dress is still a man. This is shabby customer service." Well, a few posts later, Mark described what happened in more detail. Quote, "After his concern was noted, a manager came over and asked the problem. The father explained that his daughter was uncomfortable and requested another server, at which point the manager took their menus and requested them to leave, explaining that it came down from corporate that customers who weren't tolerant, that is, pretended and forced their children to pretend that a man in a dress was a woman, weren't welcome." Unquote. Mark then tagged several other restaurants owned by Olive Garden's parent company, Darden Restaurants, asking them to explain what their policy is about kicking out families if their children are afraid of men in dresses. And so now Mark's Twitter account is banned. Permanently. So what did he do to get banned? Well, some people accused him of lying because he called the server a man in a dress before later clarifying that the man was actually in an Olive Garden uniform but clearly made up as a cartoonish woman with hair and nails and so on. Come on. Lying? That's not what got him banned. We can easily tell the real reason. Twitter's new CEO says that they need to be advertiser-friendly. It's not very advertiser-friendly if users can call out companies for sheltering perverts and wanting to let psychos terrorize 8-year-old girls. There's other things afoot, too. Many accounts are now reporting that they're being shadow banned or throttled in order to reduce visibility, just like what's happening to my account. More and more accounts are being banned outright. Above all, there's almost zero communication. Twitter doesn't email you or DM you or reach out to you or call you. No, Twitter simply does what it wants without explanation. And that's annoying, yes, but it's also extremely disappointing because free Twitter is probably the single most positive development over the past 3 years. We aren't rooting for Musk's speech experiment to fail. Of course not. No, we want it to succeed. We just wish that Elon Musk himself wanted it to succeed as badly as we do. Dr. Mark Huffman joins us now. Mark, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, my pleasure, Stu. Thanks a ton.
Yeah. What is the bigger story here? I mean, certainly it's not Olive Garden and Darden restaurants. The bigger story here is obviously Twitter, right?
I think it's both of them. Not that particular Olive Garden, but the Twitter one, the Twitter aspect of it is what concerns me the most. You didn't talk about this, but you're familiar with how the feds eventually busted Al Capone, right?
I think it was tax evasion, right?
Tax evasion, right? Yeah. And not all his mobster activity. I was sending some direct messages on Twitter after that thread kind of blew up. Some big names on the right retweeted it with generally the sentiment of, you know, WTF, Olive Garden, is this right? Is this true? And then some larger left-wing accounts picked it up, started taking screenshots saying either that I was lying because I related the secondhand version that I got from my family member who told us. And then, as you kind of explained in your intro, clarified based on my actual conversation with the man with the dad it happened to. So it's not lying. I'm making it more accurate. And I speculated that maybe it was the case after doing my review of the whole policy situation, finding out that Darden is extraordinarily excited and enthusiastic about scoring a perfect 100 in the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equity Index. Mm. That was their second tweet. I didn't know any of that. And then I saw that their dress code was pants and a shirt. And I speculated this might be just a man presenting as a woman, not in a dress, which I clarified. Anyway, obviously, it was an enormous amount of coping on the side of the left. And it was an enormous amount of coping, so much so that I think Thursday night Olive Garden was trending number 18 because of the conversation around it, which mostly from the left was either I'm lying or my friend is lying because I have some beef against mid-level Italian chain restaurants.
Yeah, microwaved fake. Like, yeah, it's disgusting.
I haven't been to Olive Garden in 20 years. I don't care about Olive Garden.
No.
The story was the problem. And then the story, I believed it immediately when I saw that tweet, the second tweet on Darden's very seldom used Twitter account about HRC, LGBTQ community is safe. It's safe to work here because we're scoring a perfect 100 on CEI. I'm like, okay, I believe that came down from corporate then. I absolutely believe it. But it was either I'm lying, which, you know, is a little irritating, but since I wasn't lying, it doesn't bother me that much. Or that little girl deserved it. I hope she chokes on a breadstick. Why is she such a snowflake? Why is the dad raising such a transphobe? I'm sorry, if you're a little girl and you see a big man with a deep voice made up in hair and makeup and nails, that's disconcerting.
Yeah, and it's not the demonic holiday of Halloween. This is not normal.
It's confusing. It's scary. And it's okay to ask for another server for any reason. That's crazy that they would say, for any reason, no, you can't have another server, when he was discreet, polite. But so there's that aspect of what kind of hold does the Human Rights Campaign and the LGBTQ community and sort of mafia, honestly, mafia, that's kind of a colloquialism, but it operates a lot like it. Like, you don't play along, out you go, leave the restaurant. What kind of hold do they have on corporate America that would prompt them to kick out small children if they're not on board with the program? But the other troubling problem, going back to my Twitter account, the tweet that they kicked me off for was a throwaway thing last week, just me recognizing that public schools are brutalist and ugly, and that I wish we could burn them all down and rebuild them so they'd look better. It was an architecture tweet. They look like little prisons, too.
Yeah, they do. They're intentionally.
They're not being, but they're huge accounts just talking about how ugly architecture is being replaced. It's just not a big deal. And they said that was inciting violence. on a website where right now you can see GoPro videos of Ukrainian soldiers killing Russians. Have you seen someone die on Twitter?
Yes.
I have seen someone die on Twitter. I didn't mean to. I've seen it multiple times. Twitter's filled with snuff videos. You have actual politicians like Lindsey Graham who are talking about sending cluster bombs to Ukraine that will keep it. We're not inciting violence on Twitter. Twitter hosts the people who send the munitions to the places where civilians will be killed. And they're fine. They got their check marks. They're an official account. So give me a break. You're really bothered. And I appealed, by the way, almost immediately rejected. You're banned permanently because you used some rhetoric about burning down public school buildings and rebuilding them so they didn't look like little prisons. The whole thing was farcical. And it comes back to, I mean, you mentioned an important name, Linda Yaccarino. World Economic Forum, NBC, the Biden administration pushing COVID vaccines. This is who Musk handpicked to run his new Twitter.
Right.
This is totally predictable. And, you know, off you go if you question the narrative. And the narrative at this point is full speed ahead to, and you and I discussed this too, but full speed ahead to the end of the line, which is the societal acceptance of pedophilia without consequence.
Yes.
And at this point, I'm okay saying that. It's not a conspiracy theory.
No.
It's the history of the movement, and that's the next step. But first, you have to expose kids to this stuff first, or it doesn't work. Which means you can't let them be scared, and parents need to sit there and shut up while they get acclimated to this bizarre, fetishistic clown world that is America 2023.
I wonder how many accounts that belong to gay people have been banned for proudly showing videos of pride parades where grown men are naked and waving their genitalia in front of unwilling participant children.
I imagine none. I've recorded some of them. There was no violation of terms of service. You can get hardcore porn. You can stumble on hardcore pornography on Twitter. That's free speech. It's not banned. But don't talk about how public schools are ugly. But
these are crimes, Dr. Huffman. I mean, these are actual crimes taking place in front of us. This is child molestation. This is, at very minimum, lewd and lascivious behavior. You know, more likely criminal sexual conduct. And they're publishing this on the internet, on Twitter, where Musk won't allow you to talk about replacing hideous prison camps with, you know, environments that are more conducive to learning and more welcoming for children.
No. And obviously, again, that was the tax evasion where my mob activity was questioning Olive Garden and Olive Garden's parent company Darden's policy to remove families who are uncomfortable with visible fetishism and possibly mentally unwell individuals.
Yeah, possibly.
Not saying fire, just can we please have another server who doesn't look like a clownish freak show? And I'm sorry if that sounds mean or transphobic. I'm a little at the point where I don't care anymore, because if we don't push back now as hard as we possibly can, they will continue to push towards the end game.
And the end game is unfettered access to children where having sex with them is not a crime.
Yes. And I know there's going to be an element of even your viewers who are, that sounds extreme, that sounds conspiracy theory. Are you familiar with Bacchabazi? With the practice of Bacchabazi. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
Okay, Stu. Let me read you an article from the New York Times, because I hear what you may be thinking, audience of the Stu Peters Show. That sounds extreme. Pedophilia in American society. This is from the New York Times in 2015. U.S. soldiers told to ignore sexual abuse of boys by Afghan allies.
Yep.
Now, it's a little confusing there. They weren't told by Afghan allies. That's who was doing the sexual abuse of boys. They were told by their military commanders. Let me take it back in time. The Taliban, who are not good people, they're very bad people. But one of the reasons they enjoyed popularity in Afghanistan is because they hated the practice of something called bachabazi, which is translated something like boy play, which was practiced by the Afghan military commanders and police and chieftains that the American military partnered with and became allies with when we went to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is the New York Times from 2015. Duncan Hunter, who was a former senator from California, got way involved in this guy's case. But the American servicemen over there on bases were told by their military commanders, anyone can Google this, again, it's very mainstream, but it's not talked about, that you may be hearing boys scream, you may be hearing them cry, you may see things, you may see sexual abuse. Those are our allies doing that. You cannot stop it. You cannot say anything about it. One guy punched a police chief in the face, got court-martialed for it. So when you think the American government, American corporations, American entertainment could never do something as disgusting and wicked as countenance the abuse of children in public visibly with no consequence, Stu, they already did. And just because it's half a world away doesn't mean that attitude doesn't exist.
Yeah,
in a world where we have no idea who is on the list of Ghislaine Maxwell's clients, where drag queen story hour is prevalent, and the American Library Association will absolutely go to the mat to make sure that it will stay like that forever, where children's entertainment from Disney to Nickelodeon are explicitly grooming children into this lifestyle to be comfortable with people who are different. At this point, I think you have to be a little bit of ostrich with your head in the sand not to see that it's coming down the pipe faster than you can possibly imagine. Remember, Obergefell was decided in 2015. That's almost no time at all. And already we have everyone from the Daily Wire to the Blaze giving platforms to married gay men. They're conservative, though. And even now we have Fox News regular host Caitlyn Jenner. So you think that in 5 years you can't imagine someone who fits into John Money, and if you want to look up a villain of really the history of the world, look up John Money. He's a New Zealand psychologist. I think we discussed him a little bit before.
Yeah.
But, you know, the conservative version of pederasty is really an affectionate form. We're against the leftists' more violent and abusive form. If you can't imagine that happening on Fox News at 8 o'clock p.m. on your television in the year 2027, you're not paying attention. You don't think it can get as bad as it can get, and how a lot of people, and I'm not saying Elon Musk, although you can go down a rabbit hole, that man at the best is just a guy who can't keep his pants on around women. Is that fair to say? 10 kids, 3 women. You can look up what he did with Amber Heard and some of the rumors about what the sort of things he gets into. But he's certainly not a sexual Puritan, very much the opposite. And I'm not saying that it's his fault. I'm saying that the people he's around and he's always been around are the kind of people who are pushing towards that. And now he has one of them as Twitter CEO, although I will say, do we have to call it X now?
I guess. I just woke up one day and it was, I think on Monday, and it was, yeah, X.
That was today. Yeah. No, that was, I think that was this week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's X, which is probably appropriate because that is definitely what the hardcore pornography on Twitter that is not banned and is not even questioned is definitely rated.
Should be rated, yes, absolutely. But I mean, yeah, we looked the other way. We've talked about this on this program so many times, and people I don't think understand when I say we looked the other way, meaning the United States military looked the other way while warlords raped little boys. This was actually going on. We promoted it. We didn't just allow it. We promoted this behavior. And so, yeah, if you want to know Why isn't the military, by the way, protecting our border? Why are they still meddling around all over the rest of the world? And what are we doing helping Ukraine, where all of the bodies are buried? Where, by the way, Pentagon-funded, CIA-overseen weapons labs, bioweapons labs, are being funded by U.S. taxpayers without their permission. This is taxation without representation at very minimum. But these are war crimes being committed by Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham, the warmonger who's talking about cluster bombs on Twitter. That's where all the big deals are made. The financiers of war, the people who pay for the munitions that are required for war. You want to talk about big bucks, that's where all of the control apparatus and structure comes from. And if you don't think that Twitter is on that payroll, you're dead wrong. They're absolutely on that payroll. And what we're seeing here, if it's not obvious to everyone, when Elon Musk goes and hires Linda Yamaguchi Yakarino, whatever her name is, I mean, look at, she's a World Economic Forum sycophant. That's what she is. NBC, the people that are promoting all of this disgusting transgenderism and normalizing sex with kids on their daily broadcasts on a major news network and a major network affiliates all over the place. This is her. This is the woman that was responsible for formulating, for shaping, for programming all of that and then introducing it to our children. And now she controls the levers at the world's number one communication platform. Anybody that thinks that Elon Musk is some champion of free speech or some warrior for conservatism is absolutely got their head in the sand. They are living like an ostrich. You're right.
Yeah, I think there's nothing else to say about it. And it's a shame. And there was a little brief period where we sort of did have an equal platform, which just makes it more disappointing. And look,
Mark, I went from 450 million monthly impressions in June to less than a million in July so far. 450 million to less than 1 million. So you may be banned, but I may as well be because who's seeing anything that I have to say anyhow? Right. Because we were damaging. Yeah. And we were damaging Big Pharma. We were damaging the status quo. We were damaging the empire of lies. We were dangerous for the fake corporate crime syndicate, a murderous, illegitimate regime. We were dangerous for the levers of power because so many millions of people were seeing the truth about what's happening with A, COVID bioweapon injections, B, what's really going on in Ukraine, 3, what is Putin's real objectives? You know, 4, I mean, where are we getting all the money for, you know, the weapons of munition and who's sending them? You know, 5, we have a uniparty. We don't have a two-party constitutional republic. Democracy, what is that even? Oh, by the way, yes, I remember. That's the thing that we went to spread in Iraq, right? Democracy.
Well, democracy, what we're spreading around the world right now is the ability for two men to sodomize each other without consequence. That's American democracy. I'm not saying that America, who used to be the world's hero, has been replaced by somebody. But I am saying that we're not anymore. We're not. I don't like to say that. How can you look at what's happened, at what America spreads around the globe, and say, we are the good guys?
Afghans, it turns out, would rather have the Taliban than to have the degeneracy and corruption that the United States brought into that country. How about that? I mean, if that doesn't tell you something, I don't know what does. We're talking about extremists that really want the West dead. And they would prefer the Taliban over our corruption. We are the most corrupt government on the face of the planet. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I don't know how to fix it. But all you can do is use the platforms that you have accessible, and those are shrinking.
Yeah. There's a reason why Elon Musk is targeting Rumble, by the way. Also, you saw that. He attacked Rumble. He amplified some anti-Rumble speech because he wants to have his own video hosting platform. And at that point, we're done because a program like this one will not be allowed on Twitter. Absolutely not.
No. So this was a wake-up call, but it was also a little bit of a dropping of a ball and chain. So, you know, I guess move on with my life, take care of my little sphere. And my conscience is clear, Stu. I heard a story about, you know, a little girl who was subject to something that horrified her and was asked by a large corporation to take their business elsewhere. And when people got upset, by that. Normal people, a lot of people still did get upset by that. Some massive levers were pulled and it disappeared. Because look, when my account disappeared, the story disappeared. It's gone.
Yeah.
So now no one has to deal with answering questions about it.
Other than an 8-year-old girl who was traumatized by a mentally ill tranny freak show, you know, some cartoonish version of a woman. And the people that should be the most offended by this are the women, you know, real, like actual women should be the most offended.
Here they're not, but I've been pleased to find in kind of this little miniature crusade I've been on for a little while, the co-belligerents in places like the UK and Australia are, interestingly, women, and specifically mostly liberal feminists who have enough of good sense to say that, wait, these are men, and the governments of our country are supposedly civilized countries of Australia and Scotland and England are letting them into women's prison after they are convicted for raping women because they say, well, wait, I self-ID as a lady now. So here you go. So there's not much of a conservative Christian presence over there to put up any sort of fight. So it's left to a lot of women and very, very liberal women, very feminist women, but who are still like, what? What's happening? And now they're vilified by these people too.
It's all programming. It is all fake. It's all programming. Everything that you see on your TV, everything that your television tells you to do, you should actually just go and do the opposite. Everything that your government tells you to do, you should actually just go and do the opposite. Be ungovernable. And like you said, take care of your own sphere. Watch your own bobber is something that I like to say a lot. I can't control what this freak's going to do. I can't. If I were president, maybe. I mean, I would reopen insane asylums and put a lot of these trannies in there. But, you know, I mean, we live in a society where this is going to occur because not only is it being tolerated and legalized, but it is actually being promoted. And it's being promoted by the very degenerates that pose themselves as being the saviors of free speech or conservatism or, Christianity. These are the biggest violators. They are the most dangerous. And those are the people that we need to watch out for. So in your own home, be the spiritual leader of your home. In your own home, be the morally upright person that you can show to your sons. And show them, tell them, you have to introduce them to this because otherwise they're going to have no idea what to deal with this. I mean, they're just going to have to accept it because they're going to feel outnumbered. And that's part of the programming that is a lie under the empire of lies. There are thousands of them. There are billions of us. These people at the top can be toppled easily if billions of people rise up and say, no, we're not going to deal with this anymore. There is not a majority of people that are mentally ill on this planet. No, there is a majority of people who want to raise their kids in just the fashion that you and I just both described inside of their own spheres and be left alone by this murderous regime and crime syndicate that we call a government. I'm out of time, and you know, I appreciate you being here, and you're welcome back.
No, thanks anytime.
I appreciate your thoughts, and you know, I'm thinking about, you know, suppressing your story as being the number one part of the story, the way that you described it so eloquently. I mean, yeah, no, it absolutely makes sense. That's the biggest part of the story, and it shouldn't be tolerated by anybody. And if it makes you uncomfortable when you go into an Olive Garden, then you better damn say something. Make sure that you say something. Don't tolerate this crap because they're after our kids. And they say it out loud at parades, where in any other environment, people that were behaving like that would be arrested. But instead, now we're seeing police protect them and jail protesters who are there to protest against this degeneracy. It's sick. But you know what? God promised us all of this, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
Dr. Mark Huffman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, Stu. Thanks a ton.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. See, this is why your role is so important. There are millions of you viewing this broadcast every day across all of the platforms between satellite television, DirecTV, Dish Network, being on Roku and Amazon's Fire Stick, the podcast platforms, Rumble, of course. We could not do this without Rumble. StuPeters.com. But we can't do it alone. We need the millions of you to amplify this. They can censor me. They can shadow ban my Twitter account. They can kick Dr. Mark Huffman off. They can give warnings to Karen Kingston. But they can't do anything about millions and millions of people amplifying the truth. And that's why it is just so important that you amplify this, that you share every one of these broadcasts or clips or your favorite segments or screen record. post it to your Twitter account. It's incredibly important. Help fight for us. All millions of you, 4 or 5 million of you today, just go and blow up Elon. Fight for me. Fight for Dr. Huffman. Fight for our children. That's who we're here fighting for. You know, from the beginning, I've said that this program is about saving lives. You know, sure, COVID nonsense, tyranny, murder in the hospitals, bioweapon injections, falsely, you know, reported as safe and effective vaccines. Sure, that's part of it. These perverts rubbing their genitalia in our children's faces in public? Yeah, that's part of it. The CDC recommended, you know, vaccine schedule? Yeah, that's part of it. Nonsense fake wars, blowing up kids in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and now Ukraine? Yeah, that's part of it. It all boils down to fighting for our kids. That's really what this program is all about. And it started with me just bitching on Facebook to an audience of 7 people because I was so fed up being a bounty hunter in Minneapolis, witnessing what was going on at that police department, seeing the aftermath of the Floydapalooza. That's what started all of this. And it's morphed into this thing, not because of me, not because of the network, not because of Lauren Witzke, not because of the video editors or the producers that book guests for stories that we want to talk about. No, it's divine. It's supernatural, the way that this thing has grown. One man can't do this. I tried to explain that to the BBC. One man cannot do this. It's impossible. It's not Matt Scow and Nick Stumphauser and their tremendous documentaries, even though those documentarians, those filmmakers are geniuses creatively. But that's not what this is. God is blessing this platform because this platform is fighting for kids, fighting for millions and millions of children. It started with me just looking after my own kids. How many kids' lives were saved because of died suddenly? How many kids' lives were saved because of Watch the Water? How many kids' lives were saved because their parents caught an episode of the Stu Peters show that was shared on one of their friends' Facebook pages before they got banned for sharing one of Stu Peters' posts on their Facebook? I mean, that's what this is about. And I'm not selfish. Everything I do is free. I've never asked for a single dime for a subscription or, you know, paying for my content. I've never directed you to go to, you know, some locals page to view the documentaries that the network produces. I've never asked for a damn thing from any of you, but I'm going to ask you now. Please come and fight with me. Please amplify the messages that this network is working so hard to put out to save the lives of children. Please. Fight with me. Fight for me. If you don't have a Twitter account, go make one. Go and tag Elon Musk. And make sure that he understands what's happening here. And if he understands what's happening here, then make sure that he understands that we will not tolerate it. Now, the reason why I've never had to ask anybody for anything is because we sell advertising for sponsors and advertisers who have products that we believe in, or have a company that we believe in, or have a movement that we believe in. And one of the advertisers that helps make that possible is Goldco. When you're looking at unfettered inflation, hyperinflation, criminal taxation, the fake government is looting and robbing us. So we have to protect ourselves from the electronic fiasco that's about to happen with the banking system, checking accounts, savings accounts, retirement accounts, IRAs, 401ks. You can do that by getting physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo. That's where I buy my gold. Call 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. Plus, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account if you just mention Stu Peters. 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Hey America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things that we've put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has five essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Fox Defense. Fox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to be work against smallpox. And it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust shedding from your pet or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
And welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Paul Harrell filling in for Stu. So Satan is the well-known father of lies. He opens up by offering unlimited freedom and immortality, but ends up by making you sacrifice your own children. I'm going to give you a few examples. In our satanic empire of lies, that's what all of our worst sins and excesses result in. For example, for mass immigration, we sacrifice our children's future to win praise as do-gooders and to get cheap labor for our corporations. With the transgender cult, we're told to be tolerant, when all we're really doing is exposing our own children to predators, pedophiles, and mutilating psychopaths. With abortion, we literally murder our own children for the sake of greater sexual license. And the cult of the COVID shots is no different. It fits perfectly into this pattern. The elite's COVID hysteria takes advantage of the terror most people have of dying. Now, as Christians, we're not supposed to fear death. We know that what awaits us when we leave this world and have nothing to worry about. The Bible actually says that to die is to gain for those who are in Christ Jesus. But the left? Some of them think death is oblivion and fear that very much. And I think deep down, many of them know that the judgment that's actually waiting for them at the end, as we spend a very brief time here on this earth. But regardless, they fear death. And that fear is used by tyrants to attempt to enslave the world by chasing the lie of immortality. Obey us, surrender all your freedom, and you will be spared from this disease sweeping the world. That was the globalist message. And then they threw this on. Oh, and by the way, you need to get this shot and these boosters. And by the way, all of your children need to get them too. Most listeners of this show resisted. And by the grace of God, we were awake enough to see the truth. But others were not so fortunate. Others blindly trusted the globalist elites. Or maybe they trusted their doctor turned Pfizer shill. Or maybe they trusted no one but simply feared the consequences of not going along with the groupthink. So they jabbed themselves and they jabbed their children. And now we are reaping a bitter harvest of shattered young lives. On Monday, USC basketball player Bronny James suffered a heart attack. Bronny is the son of NBA superstar and China super shill LeBron James. He's expected to eventually reach the NBA, or he was until this tragedy happened. Bronny James has become the latest ultra-fit young athlete to out of nowhere show he has the heart of a dying old man. But none of our elites are saying a peep about why this would have happened. Even though our own data shows that fatal heart attacks went up 30% among young people from 2021 to 2022, when COVID was going away, but COVID shots were everywhere. The James family isn't speaking so far. Just like Damar Hamlin, they know who pays their bills, and they aren't about to rock the boat. But the masses are wising up. Even Elon Musk over Twitter remarked that what happened to James was suspicious and part of a pattern. Quote, "We cannot ascribe everything to the vaccine, but by the same token, we cannot ascribe nothing. Myocarditis is a known side effect. The only question is whether it's rare or common," end quote. Well, we disagree with Musk on that point. There is no question. This is common. It's obvious to anyone paying attention, but we're still glad to see Musk speak up. The fortress of lies is crumbling before our eyes. Zach Smith is a former college football coach turned YouTuber and sports podcaster, and he joins us now to talk more about that. Coach Smith, welcome to the Stu Peters Show.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this.
Okay, so what was your immediate reaction when you saw this? Did you immediately think, well, the jab strikes again, the jab got another one?
I mean, it's immediately where my mind goes every time. And honestly, it's to the point now when it's a guy like Bronny James, right? Like LeBron James, the biggest superstar in all of sports. When it's his kid, you got to think at some point it's like, oh, these young people are dying. But when it's his kid, you know, when it's your kid, that's when it matters the most. When it's some random person you've never heard of, it's like whatever. So I just, at some point, you hope that there's going to be some repercussion and a shift in the narrative that, like, okay, we need to admit now that this is what's causing it. And we got to reverse it or at least stop giving out jabs. Like, we got to stop it some by hook or by crook, right? But immediately, that's immediately where my mind goes. Whenever I hear about this kid is a genetic freak, right? There's no reason he has a heart condition, none, other than something that was induced.
Yeah, you know, we were all shamed for not getting the vaccine. We were told we were actually the bad guys. And you have the left, and, you know, they're on Twitter. I was amazed. So many people took this and immediately started speculating about the vaccine. Of course, the left has a meltdown because they don't want to cope. I think some of them, you know, center left, they don't want to cope with what they've done to themselves. But my immediate response or my immediate reaction was LeBron James. What is, just like you, what's LeBron James going to do here? Because, yes, right. You know, he knows where his paychecks come from, but this is his son, okay? And this was done, he's on the record saying he took the vaccine, he wanted to make sure it was safe for him and his family. He's on tape saying those things. So is he going to care enough about the truth of what happened to his son? Is this going to be a permanent condition? Does this totally end Bronny James' career? What say you?
I mean, that's what I'm looking for, because I have four kids. Right. And I can push my beliefs all I want. And if one of my beliefs is wrong and my kid almost dies or does die, at some point, your love as a parent has to look in the mirror and say, well, what am I doing? Like, I'm pushing something. I have a lot of followers, a lot of fans, and I'm pushing this because I believed it. Maybe let's say he's ignorant and believed it. Now my kid almost died. Mm-hmm. At some point, he has to come back and say, whoa, I might have been wrong. Because I love my kids more than I love a narrative or what I believed was right. I'm gonna reflect and figure out, was I wrong? But the problem is, these things get pushed so politically. You see it with gun violence on the other side, right? The minute there's a mass shooting, they want to push gun control. And it's like, how about we just actually focus on what happened and what's the solution? I say all the time, I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-dying. That's what I am. If the vaccine actually saved lives, I'd be the first person screaming everyone should get vaccinated. But to think that they were going to push this on, especially college athletes, like the demographic of college athletes, having coached college football for 15 years, college football players, for the most part, don't believe in shots. They don't believe in healthcare. They don't believe in big pharma. They don't trust the government ever. And to force these kids to either give up their dream of playing this sport that, for the most part, are going to change their lives, or just trust us and take this shot. I think it's one of the most criminal things I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, you know, it very much is. And we saw it with Kyrie Irving. We saw, you know, he's lost a ton of money for this. Matter of fact, it's not just sports. It's also entertainment. I know Tucker Carlson's latest Twitter episode where he interviewed Ice Cube. He didn't get the vax. It cost him film roles, like $9 million. And so that was what's at stake here. Okay, you go along with the status quo, roll the dice, and, you know, maybe let's hope it doesn't kill you. But if you don't do it, you're not going to make the money. You're going to be shunned. You're going to be ostracized. We also saw what happened with Aaron Rodgers. You know, when he comes out and starts talking about the alternative protocol, ivermectin, that he was doing, hydroxychloroquine, that sort of thing. And it just drives them nuts, drives the media nuts. Anything that deviates from the narrative, and you're going to pay the price. On LeBron James, if he comes out and he speaks, you know, speaks out against this, he's going against Big Pharma, he's going against China, he's going against the NBA. That's what. Now, somebody with his type of reach and his type of fame could easily overcome that. It's not like it's going to come without its pitfalls, but he could do it. I mean, he's, you know, arguably the greatest basketball player in the world, right? So, but here's the deal. There are character flaws. It doesn't matter how much money you have, right? You can have a character flaw, whether you're the poorest person in the world or the richest person in the world. It doesn't matter. You know, character flaws affect people on both sides of the, you know, socioeconomic status. So is he going to be like a deadbeat dad and just not care, you know, and just not love his child the way, you know, it happens all the time. Kids get abandoned by their fathers or their parents and that sort of thing. Is that essentially the equivalent of what he's going to do? Or is he going to speak up and do the right thing? And will a father's love for his child really shine through here? And will he go on the warpath? I mean, that's what LeBron James needs to do, is go on the warpath here.
Without a doubt it is. And I would even push a little further. I would contend that forcing his kids to get a vaccine with no evidence that, one, it was safe, or two, it did anything, is borderline deadbeat dad. Like, my kids, if anyone came near them with a vaccine, I would have shot them. Because you're not putting some chemical in my kid that's not tested. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure it's safe. You're not doing that. Because I saw the numbers. I saw kids weren't dying from COVID. You're not going to inject my kid with some chemicals because some narrative politically is driving it and all this big money in pharma. You're not doing that to my kid. And I think it's the responsibility of a parent to protect your kids who don't know any better. And you're the one that has to approve it. So if he doesn't come out and do his research and actually follow numbers and push back on this narrative now, he absolutely is a deadbeat. I would contend making your kids get the shot on the front end was really, really poor parenting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No question about it. I mean, you know, they just go into it blind as a bat. You know, there are people that are going to realize, and there's tons of Americans who got the shot and now regret it. Know it was the bad thing, are dealing with myocarditis themselves and that sort of thing. And then they change their mind. But yeah, giving your kids 100%, giving your kids an untested, you know, vaccine, which we here on the Stu Peters Show now know it was a, you know, engineered bioweapon. The whole thing was, it was never about vaccine. It was about depopulation. But just if you accepted the narrative, the mainstream narrative, which was, you know, we've Operation Warp Speed, we've cut some corners. Normally a vaccine takes 15 years, but we did it in 6 months. It'll be fine. Trust us. You know, those people that said, I don't think so. But the people that went along with it, it's just unbelievable. It's unconscionable that they gave it to their kids. One thing for you to get in line, but to give it to your kids, all because the government and Anthony Fauci told you to, I completely agree. It's child abuse, really.
It really is. And it's one of those things where it's obviously a horrific this is truly a pandemic, right? It's people dying from this mass weaponization of a vaccine. But on the other side of it, it's almost Darwinism at its finest. Like, well, if you really fell into that bullshit, like, it's kind of survival of the fittest. I'm not dying from myocarditis. I didn't get the vaccine. My kids are going to be fine. They didn't get the vaccine. I don't wish anyone to die, but you made a decision. You didn't put any logical thinking into it, and now people are dying because of it. How dumb can you be?
Yeah, there's all those memes out there. This was really COVID 3 years. It was just an IQ test, is what a lot of those memes were. I think that was, certainly close to the truth. Coach Zach Smith, tell us about your podcast, Menace to Sports Podcast. Where can people find it?
So we're live at YouTube, noon Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. It's also everywhere podcasts are out. We take a very, I guess, raw and real look at college football, really football in general. And we touch on all sports, but it's very unfiltered and behind the scenes for sure.
That's good. Menace to Sports Podcast, Zach Smith, we really appreciate you coming on the Stu Peter Show and shedding some light on this tragedy with LeBron James' son.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, that wraps it up for this episode of the Stu Peter Show. My name is Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. Have a great weekend.
I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn, and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products, and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can 2 average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
The pandemic changed our world forever. Lies, murder, and heartless profiteering destroyed the sacred trust between a family and professionals in medicine. It also opened the door for true heroes to step up and restore confidence so we can handle anything the enemy throws at us. The Wellness Company has the solution, a protocol to ensure you are never tricked again. Get a medical emergency kit today. It includes life-saving ivermectin, a 12-tablet Z-Pack, and a comprehensive guide personally prepared by the Wellness Company's chief medical board on how to use this arc of healing. For under $300, you can secure your own pandemic protocol today. Store it away. Pay with your HSA. Go to pandemicprotocol.com right now to get your ultimate kit to win the fight against bronchitis, colitis, and even a bioweapon plague. Peace of mind for the unexpected. PandemicProtocol.com.